Hello once again, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where I promise my tongue is a little bit more attached today than it was yesterday. So yesterday I was just kind of go, but we all have those days where the brain to tongue disconnect is there. But it's like we all have those moments. So I know you can relate. So I mean, I accept the criticism that I got for yesterday's show. I mean, it's just part of it. But I also promise you guys something always is that I'm genuine. You're going to get just me. The good, the bad, the ugly, the flips, the flops, and the fantastic points that we do hit from time to time. Of course, it's just me being goofy. And I hope that by now you guys have fallen in love with the Minions because they are goofy. And like I said, they're so stupid. They're cute. They're so ugly. They're cute. They're just adorable. They are confusing as all get out, but they are just, there's just something about them. And we've gotten to see some of their adventures with Gru thus far, but where do they come from? Have you wondered that at all yet? Well, this movie that we're talking about today is where we get to see the origin of the Minions. This is just a pure Minions movie. Now, we do get to see some of the villains and some of the other characters from the other Despicable Me movies. But this one is entirely centered around the Minions. Now, you're probably thinking the way Minions talk is there going to be a lot to understand that's going on. Well, honestly, that's the fun of it. Because even the parts that are just gibberish, there's other things that are happening in the scene that tell the story, even without it being in an audible format. Now, does that sound confusing? I don't mean it to, because it's a lot cuter than it sounds. So if you've ever been curious about these creatures, or even if you haven't gotten into the Despicable Me movies yet, this one, I mean, I do recommend watching them in order, but if you haven't yet, if you're just thinking, there's no way, these creatures are just too dumb to imagine, then you might actually want to start with this one and then go back to the Despicable Me movies. I know it's kind of backwards from what I was saying yesterday, but if you can't quite get into those because of the Minions, then this might be a good starting point for that. I'll leave it completely up to you. But I do want to share with you the movie that was originally, or the movie review that was originally on Movie Deputy. Minions. They've been around for thousands of years. Their only purpose? To serve the most despicable master that they can find. It hasn't always worked out the best for their masters, but the Minions have persevered. Their upbeat demeanor and silly antics do more than just entertain one another. It keeps them going when they're masterless. Well, when one of these time periods lasts longer than they could have imagined, one of them decides to go out and discover the world. Two others will join him on this noble quest for companionship and adventure, but ultimately a mission. What's the mission, you might ask? To find a new master. As the search continues, they face many challenges that threaten them and the mission. When they come across the opportunity to serve the ultimate villain, it's an opportunity that they cannot pass up. Upon meeting her, the Minions win her over. Their first assignment presents its own difficulties, as they end up in a situation that will test their will and loyalty to one another and to their master or mistress. This tale is filled with childlike wonder and immature antics. It answers a lot of questions, but leaves you asking more. It's hard to believe that such little yellow blobs that have a language that few understand can be so lovable, but yet they are. If you're a fan of the Despicable Me movies and or the Minions, you'll definitely get a kick out of this. This may not meet all expectations, but it's definitely true to their character, literally and figuratively. Now, you may be wondering what I mean by that, and honestly, the only way to really explain that is to watch the movie. There's a lot of antics that are going on that, If anybody were to watch this and not have a smile on their face, I would wonder what they were thinking. Seriously, because there is just so much to laugh at and love. And even if you laugh at like just the idiocy of some of the stuff that's going on, Because it's like some of these arguments they have between each other, and they're just speaking Minionese, which is it's fun. It's cute, and it's safe for all ages. So, of course, this has an innocent rating. I'm probably not going to surprise too many people that I'm still in that same range with the score. I, again, ended up with a 6.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Because, I mean, there's nothing really spectacular about these movies that really stands out. But at the same time, they're not enough to go really lower. It's like, and some of the little mistakes that are in these, they're done intentionally. So I can't really knock a movie for mistakes when they're intentionally done to add to the story. I know that sounds complicated, but it's just kind of how these movies play out and how this plays along. But I hope you are having fun with these so far. I have gone back and rewatched some of these recently because, like this one, I did this one when it came out in 2015, and I hadn't watched this movie in a long time. I sat down the other night and just watched it. I'm just like, wow. My brain just melted, but it was funny and it was cute, and it just left me smiling. So I hope it does the same for you. I hope you will be back soon. Again, tomorrow we will be back with another one of these movies for you. And I, for one, am looking forward to it. I hope you are too. As always, you know which buttons to push to always get the latest and greatest from me, your one and only movie deputy. But until tomorrow, bye-bye.